Son, never stop learning.
Here is a fact that stops most people cold. You can be completely calm on the outside and still be losing. That is the central trap of gray rocking done wrong. The technique itself is straightforward. You become deliberately less emotionally engaging, less informative, and less reactive during a difficult interaction. Cleveland Clinic describes it as a communication approach where you reduce an interaction's ability to consume your attention, extract personal information, or provoke an unwanted emotional response. But the failure mode is not obvious. Most people who try this focus entirely on suppressing their visible reactions. They mistake emotional flatness for strategic control. Appearing calm is not the same as being safe, and it is definitely not the same as holding leverage. That distinction is where this course begins. Now, to understand why gray rocking can actually shift power, you need a concrete scene first. Think of a colleague who interrupts every team meeting with pointed personal remarks, not about the work, but about you. Each time you react with visible frustration, the behavior continues. Each time you share personal context trying to explain yourself, that information gets used later. What is actually happening here? The provocateur is running on a reward loop. Your reaction is the reward. Your personal information is the fuel. Behavioral science calls the process of removing that reward extinction. When a behavior no longer produces its expected payoff, it tends to decrease over time. The key idea is that gray rocking works by cutting off the supply. Brief, factual, calm responses, okay, I'll consider that. I don't have anything else to add, starve the loop. Psych Central notes the important caveat. Extinction can also produce a temporary spike in behavior before it fades. That means things may get louder before they get quieter. You need to know that going in, the real leverage mechanism is not toughness, it is choice architecture. CNN's health reporting frames it precisely. Controlling your response timing, the channel you use, the scope of what you say, and the amount of information you disclose reduces another person's ability to force the interaction onto their terms. A useful operational model here is the reaction to information to access triad. Reduce your visible emotional reaction, disclose less exploitable information, limit the other person's access to your time and attention. These three levers, used together, restore your agency over the interaction. Muhammad Ali Murtaza, given your work mapping formal versus informal authority in organizations, this triad will feel familiar. It is essentially information control applied to interpersonal dynamics. The person who controls what flows out of them controls what can be used against them. That is leverage, not suppression. The takeaway here is that gray rocking is not the silent treatment, and the distinction matters enormously. Very well mind draws the line clearly. Silent treatment is used to punish or control through deliberate withdrawal. Gray rocking is used to reduce your own exposure. One is aimed at the other person. The other is aimed at protecting yourself. Similarly, gray rocking is not passive aggression, no sarcasm, no indirect hostility, no deliberate provocation. It is not stonewalling in a healthy relationship, where refusing to communicate blocks necessary repair. And it is not a punishment strategy. Its ethical objective is to reduce your vulnerability, not to make someone suffer or submit. In a workplace context, this distinction is operationally critical. Unexplained silence or refusal to perform legitimate duties can be read as disengagement or insubordination. The EEOC guidance on workplace harassment recommends combining calm brevity with clear task communication, written documentation, and formal channels when appropriate. Please send the request by email, is gray rocking. Refusing to respond to a reasonable project question is not. Remember this operational rule, because it governs everything else in this course. The goal is never to dominate the other person. The goal is to reduce their access to your attention, your information, your time, and your emotional bandwidth. Gray rocking is a self-protective tactic, not a control tactic. It is most appropriate for short, unavoidable interactions with someone who persistently provokes or manipulates. It is generally a short-term measure, not a complete solution to abuse, harassment, or unsafe conditions. Anyone facing threats, stalking, or immediate danger should prioritize specialized support and local emergency resources, not a neutral conversational style. Muhammad Ali Murtaza, the strategic insight you are building toward is this. Withholding your emotional currency is not coldness. It is the deliberate choice to stop paying for interactions that cost you everything and return nothing.